Hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you want to support the show, visit us at patreon.com, and for as little as $1 a month, you can become a patron. Or you can buy cool Lorehammer products like shirts, coffee mugs, and dice bags at www.redbubble.com. Don't want to spend any money? Well, you can help out the show by giving us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also hop on over to Facebook and like our page, and feel free to send us a message. It's the only enjoyment Mark gets out of his miserable life.
This is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became an obliterator virus connoisseur. That's not a word.
It is a word.
No, it's not. So, welcome to Lorehammer. Bonus episode 9?
Yes, that is
something
it.
Something like
correct.
That.
My name is Eric.
And I'm also Eric.
This is actually Christian joining us for the last time.
After this episode. Yeah.
Also the first time. The first time as Eric.
First time as Eric, last time as Eric.
Christian, first time as Eric, last time as Christian.
Today we're going to be talking about an army that I started, I don't know, a handful of months ago before Christmas time. And it is an obliterator virus themed army. So I don't have all the pieces filled in. And today we're going to try something we haven't tried on Lorehammer. And we're going to ask for people's input.
No, never do that.
I know. And we're going to see if we can get some cool ideas to help build this army. I got a lot of the bones down, but there's a couple things that I'd like other people's input on. So we'll kind of dive in. I'll start with the lore. There's a couple things we got to talk about before we talk about like the lore. Just give some context because we haven't done a bonus episode or an actual episode on these.
Yeah, especially the obliterator virus,
and that is the big thing. So we'll talk about the obliterator virus. You want to pull that up on Lexicanum? Actually,
sure.
Well, I don't have any notes in front of us either, so if we get a little
share what you know and I'll correct you when you're wrong.
Okay, so the obliterator virus is a
hold on, I'm gonna stop you right there. This needs to be corrected.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
It's not actually a virus, it's a disease. The obliterator virus is a Nurgle virus that affects living creatures. And I think really it only even affects humans because there's no examples of it affecting anybody else, but that cannot be confirmed. So,
Nor denied.
But the virus basically allows you to pick up metal and absorb it into your body. And as you progress through the stages of the virus, you're able to, like, the very first stages, you're able to pick up your gun and, like, you feel your gun, like, on an emotional level. Like, you can feel it better. Like, then the next stage is, like, it's harder to let go of your gun. And then the next stage, the gun morphs into your hand. And then...
seems like a radical jump.
And then the next stage is, like... morphs into your body, and then you can eventually like withdraw guns and you can pick up like pieces of armor and absorb them into your body and it'll just go under your skin and like, yeah. So that's kind of the obliterator virus. It's a, you can just pick up weapons and pick up armor and absorb it into your body and then recall them at will. But most people, you don't get this like absolute control and you kind of end up looking like a chaos spawn just with a bunch of guns on you.
Just like a mesh, like mess of flesh and
guns. Yeah, because when you absorb the gun into your body, it's not like you absorb the template of it and then you can recall that template. You literally absorb the gun. So if you absorb a plasma cannon under your skin, that mass is still there.
Yeah, like a giant tumor.
Yeah.
We're just painting a very nice image.
Picture. Yeah. So that's the obliterator virus. The other thing we'll set the stage with is the Silver Skulls Space Marine chapter. And they are a chapter and their gene lineage is unknown, but rumors have it that it's actually Iron Warriors gene seed. And we'll get back to that.
Keep in mind the Silver Skulls are loyalists.
Yeah, they're loyalists.
And so, the Iron Warriors are not.
Yes. There's a great video by 40K Theories about the Silver Skulls and their why people think that it's... Iron Warrior's Gene Seed. Go watch it. It's really good. He'll do a better job than I will of explaining that. So now that we know those two details, we got a Loyalist chapter of Space Marines with rumored Iron Hands Gene Seed.
Warriors.
Iron Warriors, yes. Iron Within, Iron Without. No, that's Iron Hands. No, that's Iron Warriors. I don't even know anymore. I'm so scared.
So confused.
So the Silver Skulls claim to be from Ultramarines.
Yes.
And most believe that. But the rumor is that they are not.
Yeah.
And if you as well were a chapter from a traitor legion, but you wanted to stay loyal, you also would not tell anyone what your founding chapter was.
Yeah.
So you would lie.
And there's some pretty good, like, this is one of those 40K things where it's like rumored to be this, but it's actually like canon,
pretty
essentially.
Strong evidence.
This isn't just like a fan rumor. This is like a Games Workshop rumor. Does that make sense? You gave me a blank look.
No. I'm just trying to remember if it is actually confirmed. I know it's heavily implied, but
Okay, so it's never been confirmed by Games Workshop, right. But it is a confirmed rumor by Games Workshop. They are the ones who came out with this.
Right.
They built
it's not more, fans piecing things together.
They came out with this whole theory.
That.
They are constantly adding to this theory,
even though
it's a rumor.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, we'll jump into the lore. So, the lore is there's a squad of Silver Skulls Centurions and a whole chapter, or not a whole chapter, a whole company, on a battlefield, and they're fighting Iron Warriors, and the battle is not going well for the Silver Skulls. So they call like a withdrawal, and they're not able to just like run away from the Iron Warriors. They get cut down, so they decide to leave a squad behind. So they nominate this squad of Centurions and one Dreadnought to stay behind and kind of just... They're slow anyways, so they're like,
they
stay behind,
rear guard action.
Do the rear guard, protect us, and your sacrifice will keep us alive. Yeah, exactly. You know, 10 fall so the entire chapter can survive type thing. Not the entire chapter, but the entire company. So they decide to do that. The squad, the 10-man squad, stays behind, and they fight this battle, and it's like a month-long campaign. Like they somehow just keep surviving, and when like the battle starts, like the squad like... kind of goes into this trance, and they can't really recall what happened during the battle until like after the battle. They can't recall how they won. They just kind of look around, and there's just dead Iron Warriors everywhere, and this goes on for like a long time until eventually the Iron Warriors are driven off planet, and then the Silver Skull squad of Centurions go back to the chapter and like, oh, we like fought them off, and this is when the captain is like, look at you guys, like, you're Chaos Spawn, like, look at you, you're affected, like, so they've somehow, like, looked down, and they realize that, like, they have been affected with the Obliterator virus through the Iron Warriors. So somehow during that battle, they come into contact with an Obliterator, and then it just spreads through their ranks. And then,
like an STD.
Yeah, and, like, they can't remember the battle, because, like, their bodies are, like, changing and morphing, and, like...
intertwined lovingly with their enemies.
Yeah. Yes.
Unconfirmed, but Games Workshop rumor.
Yeah. So another thing to note about the Silver Skulls is they are very fond of like purity and like keeping their like the gene intact. I don't know.
I think it descends from like if they are traitors, that one, they don't want people to suspect any kind of corruption, mm-hmm. so they're almost overly zealous
exactly.
about purity.
Yeah.
And two, if ever they had a cause to test their gene seed, and like, oh, hey.
It has to be good gene seed.
Yeah, but it's also like, hey, this isn't Gulliman's gene seed. Like, they don't want to give any reason to suspect
exactly.
anything is wrong.
Exactly. So they're very, like, fanatical about this as well. So the captain's like, well, we have to kill you. And the squad of Centurions are like, fuck that. And they
already almost died for you once.
Yeah, like they feel it deep in their core. Like, how dare you? We stayed behind for you, and now you're just gonna cast us aside. So, in like a fit of rage, they storm the keep and wipe out a bunch of the Silver Skulls. The Silver Skulls are eventually able to like teleport away, and you know only half the company is wiped out. But it's a pretty big blow to the Silver Skulls. So that is kind of how they came to be. The squad of Centurions are now on the planet. They've basically fallen to chaos. They basically realize, like, well, there's nothing else we can do. So they, at first, they turn into renegade Space Marines, and you know, they they are just pirate or being pirates, essentially going from ship to ship, you know, just raiding, traveling the galaxy, absorbing weapons and just raiding things, stealing ships and whatnot. And they'll hop on a ship and, you know, they fly it until it runs out of gas, and then they're sent out a distress beacon and then, you know, hop on the next ship. But eventually you can only do that for so long. You can only kill so many innocent civilians before you turn fully to like chaos, before you become fully a heretic. What?
No, I'm listening.
Oh,
I'm listening.
It's just that face of skepticism.
Right? Right?
It's just
always
face.
Judging. Always.
Yeah.
Eric, wow. You'd make a great inquisitor.
Instead of retching, instead of resting bitch you. Face, you got resting skepticism face.
RSF, yeah.
That's a thing. So eventually they like fully fall to chaos, and they're like, you know what, fuck it. Like, we're going to start our own little war band, and we'll sell our services to chaos, and we'll get vengeance on the Imperium. Like, we gave our lives for the Imperium. Fuck them. So they rebrand themselves as the Iron Skulls. And this is because they came from the Silver Skulls and the Iron Warriors. The Iron Warriors are the ones who affected them with the obliterated virus. The Silver Skulls are their parent chapter. So they become the Iron Skulls. Their color scheme is like very much Silver Skulls. Like, they didn't change anything. The only thing they changed is their like iron faceplate grill skull mask on their shoulder is now iron instead of silver. And
a
they
very
also,
distinct difference in coloration, yes.
Yes. And then they also...
Super easy to tell apart on the battlefield. Mm-hmm.
especially when highly polished. And,
that's right.
More rusty silver or rusty iron. Like,
sure.
It's lead belcher.
It's not lead belcher iron. Iron belcher.
Iron breaker.
Iron breaker. Iron belcher? Lead belcher.
Iron breaker.
Iron breaker, yeah. But the other thing they've adopted was painting hazard stripes on their armor as like homage to Iron Warriors, because they do that as well.
So are they proud of their Iron Warrior connection?
Yes and no. Yes, they're proud because like they gave them the obliterated virus, but they're more proud that they have the obliterated virus now. Like, now they fully succumb to chaos. At first it was like a dishonor, you know, like, and they just kind of just tried to survive. But eventually, once they did enough bad things, then
it
was more of like,
it.
Yeah, exactly. And then it
this
became more of
now.
Like, yeah, like they, I don't know, Space Marines are very like, their name means a lot to them, and it just fits them. Like, I came from this and this. So it's like a homage. It's not so much that it's like, we want to be these guys. It's such a homage.
Hmm.
So that's basically the backstory. Now they're a Chaos Warband, and there's 10 guys and a dreadnought, and they just roam the galaxy selling their services, collecting like rare artifacts and stuff, and yeah, just being baddies. Ultimately, they want to get powerful enough where they can take revenge on the Silver Skulls captain who betrayed them. Or damn them, essentially.
Sounds personal.
Yeah.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Personal problem.
Not a professional problem. Don't bring that to work.
So one thing I really like...
Leave your problems at the door, mate.
One thing I really like about this army is I like that it's... So I'm doing a 1,500-point list, but it's only 11 models in my 1,500-point list. So it's like you're playing Kill Team... But in 40K, so each of these characters are going to have their own backstory. And this is where I'm going to want people to write what they think a cool little backstory for a character. And we're going to come up with a couple as well. The other thing I like is since they have the obliterated virus, they're like incredibly hard to kill, like next to impossible. And especially since eventually they found technology like teleportation technology. So as soon as they get critically wounded, they teleport away. And that way they can basically be immortal. And it can always still be the same 10 guys and a dreadnought that kind of just travel the galaxy.
But wait, there's more.
There is more.
Talk just about your lord.
Yeah, I'm just thinking where to go. Yeah, we'll talk about some heroes, because I got a couple ideas for a couple heroes and a couple kind of cool little things. So the lord, he would be like... The Chaos Lord would be the Space Marine Sergeant of the squad. I don't really have anything for him specifically. Just, he's the leader.
No, I know what your whole thing about if he wins or loses.
Oh, okay, yeah. So ultimately, the goal of this army is to get my Chaos Lord to to ascend to demonhood. And you can actually do that on tabletop. It's a stratagem called Chaos Boon, where you roll, after you kill a character, monster, vehicle, you roll 2d6. And if you roll double sixes, you actually ascend and turn into a demon prince. So you remove that model and you put down a demon prince. So that's the ultimate goal of the army. But alternatively, if you roll snake eyes, you turn into a chaos spawn. So ultimately, I just want to play enough games where eventually I turn into a spawn or I turn into a demon prince. And if I turn into a spawn, we're gonna do some type of giveaway on Lorehammer for this army. And it's like, I don't have it exactly hammered out, but it's going to be like, send in your Chaos Lord's resume to take over this warband. So then I'll send you all my models and a Chaos Spawn, but I'll keep my Chaos Lord. So yeah, that would be kind of cool. But if he ascends...
And Mark's like honoring this like on the tabletop games he plays. It's not like he plays one game and then, oh, he rolls and suddenly he's, you know, a Chaos Spawn. And then the next game he just starts again.
Like, yeah, no,
this
like,
is literally...
Yeah, if I roll Snake Eyes, there goes $500.
Even on game one.
Even on game one. Yeah, so we'll film
every... I am pretty excited to see that happen on game
so
one.
So not that I want to reveal my secrets, but I will always have two command points that I will use for one to...
Reroll.
One to reroll. So I would literally have to roll three ones in a row.
Three snake eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So well, not... Three ones. Like you roll two dice, they're ones of ones.
I get it.
Yeah.
No 70% chance.
It's still possible.
It'll happen.
It will happen the first game. Yeah. But...
just improbable.
Yeah. So that's me being sneaky. But if it does happen, I will be giving away. So I'll film it every time so you guys can see my heart rushing to... wrenching defeat when I do roll Snake Eyes games one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of my goal for the Chaos Lord. Like he's just a bitter guy who's like now just his only goal is to get powerful enough to go kill the captain. So that's one hero.
So the Obliterator virus
is
known to make people go insane.
Yes.
So why do your guys not suffer from insanity?
So part of that insanity would be, like at first when they fell, they were just renegades. So they were just doing what they had to survive. And then eventually they become insane. They start selling out their services. Like that's to me the insanity of it.
Like the whispers of chaos.
Yeah.
Drive them to chaos rather than just being renegades.
Exactly.
Otherwise, which is a good distinction to make too, is like the difference between chaos space marines and renegade space marines. Renegades aren't necessarily
worshipping chaos.
They could just be pirates. They could be rogues. They could even be loyal to the Imperium in their own way, just rejected by the Imperium by everyone else.
Yeah.
There's a lot of variety within those two camps.
Exactly. So that's kind of the distinction I make for the insanity. And then the other thing that they say is obliterators actually cannot control what weapons they pull out, except if you're Iron Warriors. And this is what I really like too. It plays into that whole rumor that like, oh, are the Silver Skulls actually from Iron Warriors Gene Seed? Because these obliterators can actually control it because they have the Iron Warriors Gene Seed. Or it could just be like, you know, hype, or they could have controlled it through some other means, but no one really knows. It's that dual kind of, it could be because they're Iron Warriors or it could be something else that we don't know about. But yeah. Does that satisfy your answers, Eric?
Yep.
The other thing about this army, like while they serve chaos, they're not specifically serving a god. They're not worshiping Nurgle. They're not doing anything for Khorne. They're more
undivided.
Undivided, exactly. And more just self-serving. Yeah.
My favorite kind of serving.
Self-serving. Yes. Yeah, self.
Well, I can't see you serving other people, Christian. So.
All he does is do things for other people. That's Look true. At what he's doing. He literally quit his job to come record with us.
Literally walked out of my job
that night. So there's one other cool character that I have in mind that I made up. And I made a Chaos Spawn model. So basically, I took my Obliterator models and I turned them into a Chaos Spawn. And his lore will be like he was the first infected and... he just went all in. Like he didn't limit himself at all. Like he just fully embraced the virus right from the beginning and started absorbing everything. And he just absorbed too much and he turned into a spawn. Like he's no longer intelligent. He's no longer in control of himself.
Just an animal.
Just basically, yeah, an animal. So this is another reason why my Obliterator is kind of a little more clean looking and not as heretical and chaotic, because they use this spawn model as like a warning, like, don't go overboard, otherwise this could be you, like, you will lose control of everything. Yeah, so he's a pretty cool model. I guess I should say like how I actually modeled these guys, because it's kind of cool. I basically took Space Marine Centurions, and then I took Hellbrute arms, gave them like the Hellbrute arms of all the different types of guns, and then the Hellbrute head with like all the wires, and wired them in and made them look like they're part of their suit. But they don't really have like a lot of spikes on them. There's no like chaos iconography, really. It's kind of just...
You also green stuffed a lot of fleshy bits.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. The fleshy bits on the arms to kind of make them look like their fleshy arms are, you know, yeah. Obliterated virus.
The lack of chaos iconography, though, just makes sense because they didn't change their armor.
Yeah, like...
They stayed in their armor, so that whatever they absorbed is just re-out. They can't create new things. They can only show what they've already accepted.
Yeah, so. Exactly. And, yeah, they just don't really need to absorb new armor or anything. So that's kind of that. I do have another character in mind, too, that I want to do. And I want to do one that is covered in... Like, he actually serves a Chaos God. So I'll pick a Chaos God. Like, I'll do Khorne, and I'll actually give one guy Khorne iconography, where he's actually serving a Chaos God. Yeah.
Just a funny footnote on the modeling perspective.
Uh-huh.
You started this army... before they announced Shadowspear.
Yeah, like I started this like before Christmas time, so 2018, and then Shadowspear came out with their obliterators.
The new obliterators. So the old obliterators are based off the Terminator body,
yeah.
And the new obliterators are based off the
Centurion.
The Centurion body, but before that Mark was already doing Centurion obliterators.
Yeah. Which really choked me, because it's like, first of all, Chaos Space Marines don't even have Centurions.
Okay, I will say, just on that note, I've heard that argument a lot. It doesn't mean in the all the time that Centurions have been used that no Centurions haven't fallen.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. It just is a weird... It's weird,
it's
to,
a weird
the
to make
minority.
It as a template.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Yeah, and then there was a week there where I'm like, fuck it, I'm done. So I like packed them all up.
Yeah, it's just hilarious because it's such a unique idea. Mark's like, he's making these super big, because like the obliterators that GW sells aren't that big.
No, and they're really old and nasty,
yeah.
And
well, looking. They're a third edition model.
Fuck.
No, the plastic ones too. Really? Yeah. They're that old?
That's wild.
Are you sure?
That's what it says.
I
on
felt
Lexicanum.
Like they were newer. Oh boy! Wow.
Yeah. So that
they're not great looking, context. And they're definitely like, not as big as like, you know, all the new upscaled Primaris and everything. So
exactly.
Mark's like making this interior ones to be more imposing and stuff.
Yeah.
And then
exactly.
then they upscale him. GW actually beats him at his own game.
Yeah. And then I had to like rewrite my whole list because now they're like three times the cost. It was like, but it worked.
It can't be third edition. They're showing two different pictures for.
Yeah. Because they used to have the old metal ones, which were pretty.
So
not that I like.
They're probably fourth edition then.
Yeah, yeah. Like they made the plastic ones after, but
yeah. So they had like third editions, and they're like very Iron Warriors looking.
Yeah, and but then they're still not great looking models.
No, they
like even the new ones are very.
You don't like the new ones?
No,
I can see that,
especially the faces.
Really. I don't like the Hell Brutish look, where it looks like it's a jaw trying to like a mouth trying to eat the head.
I don't like that.
I like it on Hell Brutes.
Sure.
Yeah, it's just weird
just
that they look
the
so similar to Hellbrutes in my mind. But they're cool models, but...
Oh, they're really cool.
If my Chaos Lord turns into a Demon Prince, I'll probably end up using one of those new Obliterator models. Because they will fit like my style, but it'll be way more like fleshy, like way more...
You better pick them up before they're discontinued.
The new models? The new ones that just
like
came out?
The new ones. I thought you meant like the...
The new old ones, right.
The new old ones.
Yeah. Yeah, so those are kind of the three characters I have. I want to hear your guys' ideas. Like, just basic little backstory, something to kind of make them cool. Like, obviously, I'm going to make one the newest recruit of the...
Yeah,
like the
think
rookie,
like kill team,
yeah,
like adding
exactly.
character to each guy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it doesn't have to be a 4-page thing, just something.
Yeah.
And bonus points if you can think of something kind of cool and tiny you could add to the model that could help kind of draw his character out. Like, this guy's an orc fucker. He is fucking an orc.
You want to model that?
Modeled on his base.
I don't want to, but if the fans say I have to, I have to. Eric's face.
I can't. I literally can't.
I literally cannot. I'll talk a little bit about the list too. It's pretty fucking simple. I have a Chaos Lord in Terminator armor. He's got a plasma gun, chain fist. Very, very easy. Warlord trait, he takes from like the Cult of Destruction. He takes that Warlord trait. And then the relic is flesh metal exoskeleton or whatever the fuck it's called. So there's that. Then I have 8 obliterators in squads of 2. So like 2-man squads, total of 8. Then I have 1 greater possessed model who counts as the Chaos Spawn, because they're both very like, yeah, the profile matches a little better than just a regular Chaos Spawn. It's a little more beefy, but it's still like kind of a
deranged
possessed model. So and then the final thing is a Hellforged Leviathan Dreadnought, and I just finished the conversion for this guy, and he looks wild. He's probably one of my more crazy models I've done for a while. Especially after Tau.
Crazy is a good way to describe anything that you model that has the obliterator virus.
Yeah.
Well, like, Mark touches, really.
Or that.
And we're like, all my obliterators are pretty clean looking. The dreadnought, he's fully embraced. Like, he's fully absorbed his dreadnought. Like, he's fully more obliterator. He's
more flesh than man.
He's more flesh metal than man. Wait. We're all more flesh than that. But yeah, he's cool.
No, we're not. We're all as much flesh as man.
Uh-huh. Man flesh.
But some are more than others.
Man flesh.
Yeah, so I'll post some pictures up Lord here of, the of them.
Yes. You got it, Eric. Thank you. Oh. Now you ruined it.
Twin Towers, if I'm not mistaken.
Twin Towers.
Two Towers.
How did they defeat Mordor? They flew a hobbit plane into it?
I thought the eagles flew eagles. Into the buildings.
Too soon, Major Domo. Too soon.
That was generally a slip of the tongue. I'm normally a very progressive, understanding person, never offending anybody.
Stop lying. Nobody believes that. Least of all our loyal listeners.
The other cool thing that I did as a unique thing for this army is it's called a Feculent Gnarl Maul, and it's a Nurgle piece of terrain. It's that tree that looks like a toothy vagina. It's really...
Is that what that looks like?
Yeah. Look at the movie. What is that movie? I think it's called Teeth, even, where it's like a toothy vagina that like... It's like this woman with one, and it's a horror movie. It's not a good movie.
I thought it was a fantasy.
Maybe your fantasy.
Eric, just Google image teethy vagina in your...
Oh my god. What the shit?
It is called Teeth.
That is... How did you know that?
Mark's into some very weird...
Yeah.
So it looks like that.
I'm
going to
go
tree.
Scrub my brain now.
And it looks completely stupid. I hate it. But the rules are cool. Basically, it's a tree that gives everything within 7 inches around it a +2 to their cover
state. Think like a diseased tree that just...
It's called Cloud of Flies, the rules. Yeah. It's just so many dead flies or flying flies that creates a cover save.
Which like makes... And so you're saying how it gives a bonus to save, but only to like Nurgle things, which makes sense because anything else in there is screwed.
Yeah, and since obliterators can choose which god, I chose Nurgle. Not that they follow Nurgle, but they do have the obliterator virus, which is a Nurgle virus. So that's how I kind of justify that. Not that it really matters.
Interesting thing that I read recently is that the first obliterator actually was not affected by any virus. But he was possessed by a demon.
Oh, interesting. By a Nurgle demon?
Saraam.
That's interesting, actually.
Is it Ram? Is an R-A-U-M?
Demon of Corn.
Oh, very weird.
Yeah, but everyone else puts the it as like a mutation on Nurgle's rot.
Yeah, and like it's even speculated too that Mortarion and...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off My Rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
Pederabo came up with it together.
Yeah. I mean, there can be overlap with the gods and stuff. And I mean, yeah. So the main, in just regular lore, the main legion known to be associated with it, like you said, is Iron Warriors.
Yeah.
Okay. But Iron Warriors are traditionally Chaos Undivided.
Yeah.
So the Obliterator virus has existed forever, okay, since third edition.
Right? Oh, okay. Sure.
Right. But this book where it talks about the first Obliterator being possessed and that's how he became it, came out August 2018.
What's it called? The
Slaves to Darkness.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. It's one of those things where he's heard about Obliterators, the author, and he's like, that's cool.
I'm going to put it in my book.
Right. Mm. Yeah. Doesn't.
Without doing any background research.
Right.
Hmm. Interesting.
Because the fans won't know.
They won't.
I'll know.
Most won't.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. I'm sure they do a good job. They usually...
Does that count as a total retcon overhaul, or is it just like, okay, now we got to weave it into what's already there?
They don't...
I think it's just weaving in.
I think it's just like the first Obliterator was this guy, yeah, and then every once in a while they pop up again.
Well, one weird thing is like there's Obliterators and they're Mutilators, and lots of people think they're the same thing, but Mutilators are actually different, even though they literally have the exact same like looking model back in the day. Like, yeah. They're both... Yeah.
One's just
melee. That would confuse a lot of people.
Melee, yeah, version of the shooty version.
Yeah, and even when I started this army, I thought that until I did research. But those guys are...
But now I know better.
Now I know better.
Now I'm enlightened.
I'm more smart than the average smart man. So, but yeah, I think those guys are more possessed than they allow. So they sound more like that Korn guy.
This is... I mean, I would be more willing to agree with you if not like the Obliterator virus page mentions it. The Obliterator page mentions it. Iron Warrior page mentions
Mutilators?
It. Obliterators.
What about Obliterators?
About how it's possessed by a demon. The first one.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not arguing with that.
Oh.
I'm saying that like...
Most people think that's what they are?
Most people think that's what Mutilators are.
Yeah.
Mutilators are distinct from Obliterators.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
So, but Mutilators are more like... Like that,
they're that possessed. First guy. So this guy might have been thinking of Mutilators,
wrote and Obliterators. Wrote Obliterators.
Honestly,
like anything's possible.
Yeah, like honestly,
or is his PhD in Lorehammer economics?
Yeah. So, anyways, the feculent Narumal, and basically what I did for a conversion, because I didn't want to put down a Nurgle tree. Like it doesn't make any sense. Why is it going from battlefield to battlefield? Like it doesn't make any sense. Doesn't match the theme of my
army. They grow it.
And then they wait.
They
10
grow it
years.
Every. No, they throw some Nurgle water on it, and then they say, "Bless this water, Nurgle."
It's pretty much a sewage.
Yeah, exactly. They piss
no,
on
shit
it.
Piss,
they
yeah.
piss on it.
And they bury their shell casings, and then it sprouts a tree.
That's
kind of cool.
That's one cool thing about Obliterators is they like cough up ammunition and stuff. Like they can.
That's
actually,
one of the first stages. Actually, is well, I think that's the third stage is their ability to just create ammunition for
yeah,
their weapons.
So wild. But so the way I'm going to represent this feculent Narumal on tabletop is I converted a Dreadclaw drop pod. But it has a built-in like shield generator on the top of it. I'll post pictures when we release this. But basically, yeah, like I like to think that they drop a drop pod with a shield generator built in, like this ancient relic that's super rare that they found or even created potentially. And then, yeah, like they just teleport around this drop pod that has a shield generator on it, and they just unleash all their guns. That's my idea. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they've got support from the Hellbrute in the back. Sorry, the dreadnought.
Yeah. Dry knots.
The dry knots.
Yeah.
I've been having trouble speaking words today.
Yeah, this is our second
it's
podcast.
It's the Mark virus. It's oh, God.
Don't let him touch you with his mouth.
He kissed you, didn't he?
Only didn't once. He, wherever it was only becomes, on the mouth.
Yeah, wherever I kiss becomes useless.
Don't you have a wife?
Oh, yeah.
And she's useless. Have you met her?
Have you met her? Yeah. No one
she
has.
She is a wonderful lady. I'm sure. She might not be real. I don't know.
Yeah. So that's kind of everything about the army. Yeah, I was gonna write up like actually how I was gonna like word this. I was gonna write up a story, and then I realized, huh, I can't write. Fucking write.
Like, I can't read.
Are you gonna do a story or are you gonna do a description?
So I wanted to do a story of like an inquisitor roaming through the archives of like this Iron Skulls warband, and like he's discovering more pieces. Oh, they came from this battle. Oh, like and
yeah, it's like that, going through the history.
Yeah, and then it's like this whole speculation where he like
pieces it all together.
Like, holy shit, though. The Silver Skulls actually are Iron Warriors. Like, I want to do this whole thing. And then
he suffers an accident.
And then he dies.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's how I wanted to do it. But I just...
And then placed on his body in his pocket is a single silver skull.
Iron skull.
No, the Silver Skulls killed. Oh, yes. Iron Skulls don't care. Yeah. Yeah. The Silver Skulls, though, they'll do anything to protect that secret.
Yeah, exactly. So if like somebody even wanted to write that story, that'd be fucking cool.
Dumb.
Have you never heard of irony and unintended consequences?
Irony in the Iron Warrior story?
Irony, the Iron Warrior story.
It's like a Star Wars.
Yeah.
Irony.
That's good.
Yeah, so if somebody even wants to write that up, that'd be amazing. You kind of.
But like, Mark reserves the right to change it once you send it.
And also erase your name from it. And
that's
put
right.
His name on it.
And, well, Lorehammer's.
And charge money for people to even listen to it.
Absolutely.
All rights to do it. If I want to sleep with it, it's mine. I can do whatever I want.
You want to take it out for breakfast and eat some eggs? You can. It's your story.
Yeah. So I have 8 more obliterators and a dreadnought that I need to come up with lore for. So there's the challenge. Send me messages.
How old are these?
I like to think they're like 200 years.
So they
obliterator wise.
When did the Centurion suits come out in canon?
Are they 36 Age of Apostasy, I believe.
So they're newer, but not new.
They're like 4,000 years old. Yeah. But
yeah, exactly. They're not like brand new. Like,
no,
yeah.
No.
Just for a scale of reference.
So the Indomitus Crusade has been going on for 200 years.
Yeah.
So they've only been obliterators for as long as that crusade.
I like to think that sometime during the Indomitus Crusade, this happened.
I mean, that would make sense. There would be a whole resurgence of all Mortarion's plagues. And
Iron Warriors are sieging.
Well, especially because Mortarion was in the Ultramar sector segmentum. And that's like, they claim to be an Ultramarine successor chapter. So they probably had their base in the Ultramar segmentum.
Yeah, they do. So that's kind of what I like.
It makes sense
think.
That they would be able to touch each other at those moments.
The time scales all line up, yes. Your Warhammer archaeology degree is...
finally it's working?
It's finally showing off, paying off.
I feel like Buster from Arrested Development. Like, well, clearly this blue part is the land.
No, that's the water. Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else about them, really.
200 years old.
About that, sure.
Of insanity.
No. Like, maybe 100 years of insanity.
Okay.
Maybe 50.
Of roaming, 100 years of roam. Do they stick to a specific sector?
No, they just, wherever they want.
Yeah,
they just...
So, but aren't they trying to hunt down the Silver Skull guy?
When they become powerful enough, they want to. Like, their ultimate goal is to become powerful enough.
So, they're looking for relics.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Then.
So, here's the other challenge. If somebody does a Silver Skull army... I will fly you to Calgary. No, I won't. Eric will.
Eric's eyebrows is raised. He's like, do not make promises.
Well, I'm like, are you using Lorehammer money?
Oh, yeah.
Because Kermit didn't get his check.
No, it would be awesome when I do turn into a demon prince. When?
Yeah.
I played a Silver Skull guy just one game just so I could get that vengeance or die trying.
Yeah. I think you'd be pretty hard-pressed to find someone who plays that specific chapter.
Fine, I'll paint my army. Somewhere.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, okay.
Spray paint can and you're good to go.
Yeah,
rattle can.
Just, you have to have built necrons. Models first.
Heads and all.
I was going to say.
Yeah, heads and all.
Do heads count?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so...
A couple of quick thoughts.
Yeah.
Well, one's a question. Do we know if regular humans can be infected?
Yeah, they can.
They can. Yep. Okay, cool.
Because
I like your whole...
But they don't become obliterators.
They do.
They get just affected by the obliterator zombies. Virus. But it says that space marines become obliterators.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Obliterators are Chaos Space Marines whose bodies have been affected by the so-called Obliterator.
I could have sworn, though,
that... specific language. Eric's not wrong.
I don't know. Like, I like to think that because it's a virus,
yeah,
any living thing it can infect. But as soon as you start bringing warp fuckery into this, there's nothing wrong with them saying this is a virus specifically targeted at Space Marines.
Sure, and like... it was rumored to apparently be four Space Marines. Like,
yeah. So. I mean, hey, if the first one was possessed to become one.
Yeah, like, I can also see, like, that...
I just think people would die.
That's what they I was going to say. They would die. Yeah, like, regular ones would just get too overwhelmed. But I could swear, man, that regular humans can do it.
Okay, well...
just like how regular humans can become Space Marines.
It was...
interesting.
Eric. anyways, the springboard...
Communism!
Where I was going with this... stop triggering me. Yeah, so I, as much as I like the whole jumping from ship to ship thing,
yeah,
which, you know, I'm a huge fan of because I'm the one that came up with that idea.
Yeah.
I've since changed my mind. It's shit.
No, I literally just thought of this as a possibility. Like, yeah, literally, yeah, while you were talking. What about if a ship got infected with the Obliterator virus?
So
I just, you were talking about...
it has
about
to,
like,
be organic.
So I was originally thinking...
organic crews. Imagine.
Yeah,
so someone, you couldn't absorb a ship.
Why not?
It's not that you absorb the
Who's
ship.
To say
it's more that
what
you,
size they can take, Eric?
They can take it. She can take it. No, like originally I was thinking about like having a tech priest in with this army who would then...
Well, it says most of the Obliterators are tech marines.
Hmm.
Which makes sense.
Yeah,
because they're the ones who are addicted to technology.
So I was originally thinking something like that. Have a tech priest or tech marine who then pilots their ship, absorbs into the ship. And yeah.
And he becomes the ship. He is
essentially
one of the ship.
Yeah.
I just thought that.
I kind of like that. I think I'll do that. So then there's that character as well.
I have a slight bone to pick.
Yes.
With
I got a bone to pick. That's
I don't
song.
Want you mucking mouth motherfuckers sitting on my throne again.
Got it.
Anyways. I'm mad. He mad. But I ain't stressed. All right.
We're just full of raps in this episode.
So when I'm reading the Obliterator virus,
yeah,
I see that they start by absorbing small knives,
yeah,
blades, yeah, weapons. And then their armor becomes impossible to remove. It fuses with their body.
Yeah.
And then eventually they start, they can spawn ammunitions, and then their skin becomes merged with like the metals that they've absorbed.
Yeah.
They get flesh metal. And then it says they can start regenerating weapons and everything. But I don't know if the Obliterator virus can absorb things other than weapons. And I know that seems like a weird point to make, because if you are saying it's a natural thing, then to me, yes, metal is metal is metal. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
But because it's like would the virus be like, yes, absorb this spoon, make it part of your body to bring it out later?
A metal cot.
What's the differentiation though between a knife and a piece of rebarb? You could stab somebody. You think that it literally they can only absorb something?
I've killed
based
a lot of people with rebarb.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I think that would be a very weird thing for them
also,
to say.
Also, you underestimate the fact that 40K ships are giant weapons, Eric.
Yeah.
I mean, like, oh, even like.
Half weapon, half citadel.
Who says you can't, like, absorb into a tank? A tank is mostly weapon.
Yeah. The idea of absorbing something larger than yourself. Kind of gets weird to me. I mean, the
not
only
so
reason
much that you absorb it, it's more that you become part of it, like you meld into it.
But
so it's not like
that's
now,
not true at all because it disappears into you.
Yeah,
and
but
it,
if
can,
it's
it disappears, and it can.
Okay, but
you can have smooth, unbroken skin.
Yeah,
even
and then inside of you is the weapon, and then it comes out.
You can grow infinite amount of skin, though. Like,
sorry, what?
I have grown an infinite amount of skin.
No, you replace your skin every 7 years. That's what it is.
Yeah, so like. It would take a long time for his, like, he's not like fully a part of the ship. It's like a small layer of skin has gone around the entire ship. Like, is that really so unfeasible over 400 years? Like, maybe it could happen. It would take a long time and it'd be very crazy.
I like my battle tank idea.
What's the battle tank?
You just absorb into a tank.
Yeah. And like, it wouldn't be, I don't see it as like instant, like now he's a tank, where it's like that with guns and stuff and smaller stuff. But
like, okay, here's the thing, Eric, even with the regular obliterator, if you know the weapons that they can just on the tabletop use, like in theory, there's a las cannon, a flamer, like all these different weapons in that model's arms. There's not even enough room in that character to do those things.
But they are like, their body has grown.
Uh-huh.
Right? But okay. Uh-huh. And I agree with that. I do agree, because their body...
Just replaces femur with a las cannon.
Why not? But I mean, they can also... The idea of a ship seems so far-fetched compared to what the theme of an obliterator is being given to you as.
So what about this though? Like, so
if it was, I think in any, I think I would be love to accept it if it was something unrelated to the obliterator virus.
So what if they were just like warp fuckery though? Like,
sure,
so
there's plenty of cases of people being melded into their machines.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Titans.
But like, to say that it's like the obliterator virus doing it.
Yeah, I would say
why
it's
not
a
both?
Mix, yeah, mix a of both. Like, maybe they went into the warp that helped him accelerate his like virus ability and like...
Or we could just drop the idea altogether. I'm not married to it.
Because like the one thing too is like, so they for 50 years or whatever, they're pirates and they're hopping from ship to ship. But eventually they do get their own
ship.
Their own strike cruiser.
Yeah, we're like, we're living on this.
This is ours now. Yeah. Like, yeah, eventually they do get that.
I look at me. I am the captain now.
I am the ship now. Yeah. Yeah, you've always been kind of a critic of this idea.
No.
And the way I've been doing it.
I have been a critic of the knight being an obliterator.
Yeah, so...
Anything bigger than like a weapon, I think, is weird. And it's not because I don't think it's possible. I think the only examples we have are weapons being absorbed. And so...
Would a knight not be a weapon?
No.
Why not?
A knight has its own soul, really.
So like, so a Nova cannon from a starship is a weapon.
Jeez, that would be a little crazy.
The ship built around the weapon.
It's a little crazy.
No, but like...
If
the only intent...
Do you think there's a limit to this?
I don't think there is.
So you think Titans can be absorbed by a person?
Yeah.
So then, doesn't that...
I do.
I just see like one obliterator charge a Titan and just touch it.
Like I said, I think it would take a long time. Like, he might have to stand there for a millennia before he can absorb this thing. It's not just like he walks up to a Titan mid-battle, you know? Yeah. Like, it would be very much like he stood there for 200 years.
Or just sat in like the command throne, just like every day, slowly a little more.
Growing a little more until he finally becomes it.
One with the machine.
Yeah. Because, yeah, man, like if you look at like some of the Chaos Titans even, they have like fleshy bits on them. Like,
okay, like, so here's... I'm reading through the stages.
Sure.
Stage 2 says... No. Here we go. Where's the knife one?
Doesn't exist.
Stage 1, no obvious effects, but the victim is a carrier.
Yeah.
Stage 2, they find themselves at home with weapons, your aim increases, and the gun sits more naturally in your hand. Stage 3, they find themselves merging with their weaponry if they hold it for long enough. They also start to generate ammunition for the weapon they are holding.
A most disturbing development. Why is that so hard to believe? Like, how can your body produce ammunition?
Yeah.
It's warp. But then you're like,
it's a warp virus. It's a warp virus.
Same logic applies.
Yeah, like, I don't understand your reasoning here.
Can you listen to the whole thing?
No. Okay. I'm physically incapable.
That makes sense. Number 4, the victim is now in the throes of obliteratorhood, with their armor no longer being able to be removed, and it seems to be able to repair itself.
Mm-hmm.
They find their movement to be impaired, and their joints rearrange and meld with the metal of their armor.
That's that las cannon.
Yeah.
Femur.
Well, they can also like create bionics for themselves.
Yeah.
Right? So you want an extra hand? There it is. Why not?
Interesting.
That's an odd...
Wait, what about this? Gene Stealer, Obliterator, Cultist...
Virus.
Stage 5. Here we go. They can absorb small weapons, such as knives and pistols, and recreate them at their own will, but only in small numbers at the time.
At what point...
So here's where stage 3...
Wait. At what point can you start chemo to stop this?
You can't. It can't be stopped. Once you got it, you got it. So at stage 3, it says they merge. It says they merge with their weaponry.
Yeah.
And then stage 5 says that they can absorb. So when I think of merge, then it's like their hand has become that.
Yeah.
So they don't absorb that weapon. It's always there.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the knife, that's going into their skin and then can be thrown out whenever.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the final stage.
Just wait. Six says the flesh is now a demonic melding of metal and skin, which adds to their armor, allows the absorption of more complex weapons. They no longer look like humans as the body has bulged in places where weapons have been absorbed. So whatever you absorb, you gotta have that in you, right?
Yeah.
Seven, the body increases in strength and fortitude in an attempt to counter the ever-increasing weight of the body.
Makes sense.
You got all the mass of a Nova Cannon. In your body.
And then your body adapts to handle it. Because you can
a single step, Eric, would shatter a tectonic plate.
It stretches to fit.
The victim can now create other things than weapons, including bionic limbs and organs. Their original body flesh and demonic metal are no longer distinguishable. Stage 9. The final stage sees the creature as a fully fledged obliterator and can use the heaviest of weapons in order to destroy its
heaviest
enemies.
Implies all weapons, and now...
It seems to me you have to be able to hold it, at least...
So not you sit in a Titan command console and you hold the joysticks.
I don't know.
And then your fingers start like sticking to it.
Yeah.
And then
I don't have like
cannon rounds.
I don't have like a huge problem with it. It's just in my mind, it doesn't.
It's wild.
It doesn't.
It's
wild. Yeah, I'll agree, Eric. It's a bit of a stretch. I'm not gonna deny that.
If I was to be like, all of my obliterators are actually Titans. Yeah, you go fuck yourself.
Yeah, but you are opening that door, though. That's the door you're opening.
Sure, but I'm also putting limitations on it. Like,
and if you had the obliterator virus and you were a Titan commander in like over hundreds of years, eventually.
No, I think you'd absorb your pistol and you'd absorb your knives, but I don't think you would just start sticking
to the command throne.
I don't.
And you wouldn't.
So what if you started hugging the cannon, though, and you tried to absorb the cannon from that way instead of through the joystick? You're touching the weapon.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to me like that would work, because you'd need the housing unit.
It would be hilarious as if you melded into the cannon, but you're only the cannon. So someone else is piloting it, but your like face is
now,
on the cannon.
Now the question is,
what does it shoot?
You're like a little growth.
Yeah, and where is it actually mounted on your body? Is your mouth the cannon or cock joke?
Yeah, penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Naturally.
No,
welcome to Lorehammer, where our jokes are always immature.
No, I know what you're saying. Like, it's a very extreme thing.
And again, someone is going to take it.
Like, you could
and
just,
someone is going to talk about how they
all
have
their titans are.
Yeah. Like, that's the natural progression I see of this, because I naturally think people progress.
Sure, but then you could say, like, the same thing about anything.
No, but I think there are limitations on this.
Ooh,
and that, like, hey,
exist. My whole army is perpetuals because they exist.
The final
also
stage.
Blanks.
Yeah. Who wanted a blank
blanks.
Army, Christian? Was
I
that
had
you?
A reason. I had very developed lore.
Oh, and
it.
No
Stay
one
tuned
can think
for a bonus episode 10 to hear me and Eric yell at Christian about his lore.
No,
his
one,
stupid
no one can think Dumbass. Of a reason why there would be a bunch of perpetuals together. All you need is 2, 3, you got an army. But the final stage sees as able to use the heaviest of weapons. And when I read that, I think like auto cannons, las cannons,
sure.
Heavy flamethrowers, not Nova cannons.
Nova cannons, volcano
obliterator
cannons.
Yeah. I think there is a point where you can go way beyond what the intention of obliterators
So you're
are.
Saying there is a too big.
Absolutely. So, I thought a Titan was too big. I thought the model was amazing and I wanted to play against it, but I did not like the fact that it was an obliterator.
So here's the thing.
Knight.
So
the knight, yeah.
Yeah, you said Titan.
Sorry, I meant knight. Mark originally had a knight in this list.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. I loved it.
It was a very
and
cool
I
conversion.
Could not wait to play against it, but I did not like that it was an obliterator.
So here's the thing. Like, if you look at like a bunch of the Chaos models, like even look at the Hellbrute Dreadnought, like it does not have the obliterator virus, yet it's completely fleshed and fused into his machine.
It's
right. Why could a
it's possessed.
Thing? No.
Hellbrutes?
Yeah, no. They're not. They're regular Chaos Space.
There's
Marines.
A distinction.
No.
They might be possessed.
Thousand Suns, like they possess their Hellbrutes.
So one.
They get
out of
they
all
like
the
what
different.
They what they do is they like trap a Marine and they promise him like, oh, we'll give you so much power, and they start performing these rites on him, and eventually when he realizes it's too late, they've sacrificed him and they've put him in a dreadnought
yeah,
where there's a demon
that's
waiting
one
for
legion,
him.
And that is cool.
Yeah.
But like
that's not
they pretty much have become their dreadnought. So why not?
And again, like there's Titans that have had their
But it's not the obliterator the virus though. That's all I'm saying.
Why could it not
be? Who knows?
Why could it not
who
be a
knows?
Bit of both?
We could just make it magic.
I don't know. I heard what you're saying.
I have no problem playing it, and it's going to be fun.
It will not be fun.
No.
Do not get yourself confused.
Not for me.
Playing with me.
Yeah. I should know better.
Yeah, you should.
The other thing I don't like is their general immortality. I'm not a fan of immortality.
Yeah.
I get what you're trying to do. You're trying to preserve these characters as characters.
Yeah.
I personally think you should roll a dice and make casualties permanent and just have a new name.
Yeah, it just...
And also, like, for your warband, then, like...
Yeah, well, they can't recruit.
Do they not recruit?
No. How would they remove their gene seed?
No, but they could spread the virus to other Marines.
I like to think that, like, most Chaos keep power for themselves. They don't want to spread it. They want to keep the power for themselves.
So they're, like, insular and, like...
Yeah, like they're very self-serving, and like if they start spreading the virus, that puts
that makes other people special too.
Yeah, and it's like no, this
we want to be the special ones.
Also, there might be some
you can't have it.
I might do like one that still is very much a loyalist, like not really, but like he's about as loyal as double agent. Not really, but like
he's trying to destroy the Iron Skulls from within. He sees
this as a curse.
He hates himself for it. Yeah, he's like regretful.
Yeah,
he cries every night.
No, Space Marines don't cry, Eric. They shove those feelings way down. Bullets every night. Yeah. Just like tink,
just gunpowder.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to think if there's anything else.
I like that loyalist. Not loyalist, but
yeah, regretful. Just regretful.
Yeah.
Like he never kills civilians. Like that kind of thing.
Or if
like,
he does, he feels bad after.
Yeah.
That makes it better. That absolves him of what he did.
Just maybe don't. Just maybe don't, and you won't feel bad.
One other cool thing on their models. Silver skulls are known for having chains with skulls dipped in silver hanging from their belts and stuff. Of like particularly good foes or whatever. So my obliterators...
Or also, loved brothers.
Sure.
Actually, I don't know. I just want a love relationship between two Marines.
Oh, that'll be the next two obliterators.
Stop it. They mesh into one obliterator.
I read some
twins.
I read some really interesting fanfic erotica.
Okay. Intentionally?
No. But by the time I was in, it was too late.
Four paragraphs in, you're like,
ah! But then you're like, I need to see how this ends.
Well, obviously, I already became invested in Sigentis.
You didn't know how it was going to end.
No.
But.
And did it end well, let me tell you.
Was it a happy ending?
Let's just say the story came to completion. Very nicely.
Okay, back to the fucking silver skulls and chains. I put those on my guys. I put some on the guys, just chains with skulls and kind of just like...
Whose skulls are they?
I like to
think... Oh, so they just do the same thing.
Yeah, they just do
the same thing. Just carrying over the tradition.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe the skulls are actually of their... of silver skulls that they have killed.
Mm. Ooh, kind of a little reversal there. Mm. I like it.
Yeah.
You think you're the only one who can do that?
Yeah.
No. So,
that's it. That's all. What are we time at for time?
Just sitting at an hour.
Perfect. That's the perfect time to end then. Unless there's anything else you guys want to hear about the Perdizium heavy drop infantry.
That's not a real thing. Those words are made up.
I think you should save it for another episode.
Obviously.
Yes. A little teaser there for you.
Mm-hmm.
A little rock, paper, scissors joke.
How is that a rock, paper, scissors joke?
You wouldn't understand. You're not a rock, paper, scissors.
No, because it's not real.
Mark got it. Mark gets it.
That's because I'm a rock, paper, scissors man.
You're referring to Thor Ragnarok. Just a little rock, paper, scissors joke for you. But that made no sense because he was talking about my name is
Eric. Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean you have to ruin the fun for everybody else.
Okay.
The Rock, Paper, Scissors organization is an ancient organization. We're a secret society.
If you fold a dollar bill, you'll find the symbols.
It predates Ragnarok by 4,000 years. You dumb, stupid bitch.
You dumb, dumb bitch.
Okay, that's all. So, yeah, send me some ideas for characters. I'd love to add them.
Names.
Obviously, sacrifice goats so I roll, you know, spawn them and you can win an army.
Yeah. Better that than Chaos Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Demon hood?
Prince
Demon
hood.
Hood. The hood of demons.
What a way to end.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
apply to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.